Chapter 9. Godfrey Proposes. As the weeks went by, Miss Clack noticed that Lady Verinder was looking ill. It upset her that Lady Verinder did not seem to have enough Christian faith, which was so important for saving her soul. One day, Miss Clack selected some Bible readings and took a taxi to Montague Square. Finding the front door open, she went inside the house and began to look for Lady Verinder. She moved from room to room, leaving the Bible readings in places she hoped Lady Verinder would find them. Under the sofa cushions, between the sheets of music by the piano, even in the pots of flowers on the tables. Feeling content with her work and thinking about Lady Verinder, Miss Clack continued to look for places to leave the rest of the readings. As she was parting the curtains to pass from a side room into the drawing room, she heard a voice. She thought it was the doctor coming to visit Lady Verinder. She decided to wait in the room until the doctor left, and stood silently behind the curtains. To her surprise, it was not the doctor, but Godfrey Ablewhite who had come to visit Rachel again. Through the curtains, Miss Clack could see Rachel sitting in an armchair in the drawing room. Godfrey Ablewhite sat down on the nearest chair to Rachel's. He took both her hands in his and looked at her lovingly. "Have you forgotten what we agreed many months ago, Godfrey?" asked Rachel.
"We agreed that we are cousins and nothing more.
But I break the agreement, Rachel, every time I see you," he replied. "Then don't see me."
"Useless! I break the agreement every time I think of you. Oh, Rachel, am I mad to hope that one day in the future you may love me?"
His voice trembled, and he put his white handkerchief to his eyes. "Believe me, Godfrey, I am the most miserable person alive," Rachel cried.
"You? How is that possible?" asked Godfrey.
"There is a man I love who does not deserve my love, but I cannot tear out this love from my heart. He does not know this. I will never speak to him again. Please, Godfrey, leave me. I want to be alone."
Godfrey, however, got down on the floor on both knees.
"Noble creature," he exclaimed, "a woman like you is the most valuable treasure. Let me try to cure your broken heart. Rachel, will you honor me? Will you bless me by being my wife?" he asked.
"Godfrey, you must be mad," Rachel exclaimed.
"I never spoke more reasonably, dearest," Godfrey replied. "I promise I will give you time, and I will not ask too much of you. I have always dreamed that one day you would be my wife."
"Oh, Godfrey," Rachel sighed, "I think you are a fine man, and you must love me very much. Yes, I will marry you, but I must ask you to keep our engagement a secret for now. After all that has happened, I am not yet ready to appear in public."
"Whatever you want, my dear," Godfrey said.
He rose to kiss Rachel on her cheek.
Thrilled, Miss Clack decided to give the young couple some time alone and quietly left the house.